This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The former Schultz Pharmacy on Main Street is getting a new look and a new purpose. The City Plan Commission will review architect Chet Wiesenberg's plan for the North Main Street building later today. The plans include replacing windows, installing new canvas awnings, and a new storefront framing system. Once the renovations are made, there'll be four new one-bedroom apartments on the second floor and retail and office space on the ground floor. The Oshkosh Police Department will hold a public service for its emotional support dog, Magic, next week. Canine Magic died last month after being diagnosed with cancer. The Oshkosh Fire Department's Food and Toy Drive is back again later this week. Last night, it made its way into the central part of the city. On Thursday, Santa and the firefighters will be on the city's west side collecting food, toys, and cash. Oshkosh Defense has received an order from Israel for 75 JLTVs, financial terms of the deal not being released. Page 2, another chamber ribbon cutting, this one coming up tomorrow at Nystrom's and Associates on Universal Court. Thursday is the Amplify Holiday Mixer and Food Drive at the Mineshaft benefiting the Oshkosh Salvation Army's food pantry. The Oshkosh Public Library has a new director. Dale Etches comes from West Des Moines, Iowa. He was one of three finalists for the job. The city of Oshkosh is having a meeting tonight on the future of electric vehicles in the city. The meeting is planned at the public library. And the next time there's a pandemic, the county health director will not be able to shut down businesses with an order without county board approval. Any shutdowns due to, quote, a health emergency would need 60% approval by the Winnebago County Board. Turning to sports, the Herd play again tonight at the arena. They take on the Windy City Bulls. The Herd has only three games at home during the month of December. And Oshkosh's Ty Halliburton continues to impress. He became only the third player in NBA history to average 25 points, 10 assists, while shooting 50% from the field and 40% from three-point range in a month. The other two, pretty good players, LeBron James and Michael Jordan. Ty, by the way, had his first triple-double last night in a win over Boston. That's a check on Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.